This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Downtown Bentonville Incorporated debuted its new Notes at Night series. In keeping with the Irish theme of its first Friday event, the organization hosted a few out-of-town Irish musicians. One of those bands was Finvarra's Wren. The Detroit-based quartet features Jim Perkins and Cheryl Burns Perkins, as well as their children, Allison and Asher. Last Saturday, Jim, Cheryl, and Allison stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Jim explained the meaning behind the group's name.
Finvarra is the king of the fairies in old Irish mythologies. And a wren band is a band that is usually formed just specifically to play on St. Stephen's Day, the day after Christmas. And that's an old tradition throughout Europe, but it really hung on in Ireland, I think, longer than anywhere else. And in the old days, kids would go out and try to hunt a wren, and then they would have a mock funeral for the wren and gather pennies all day long. It was kind of like trick-or-treat, but with a wren in a box. But it's impossible to kill a wren because they're so fast and little, so they usually have like a stuffed effigy of a wren. But after a while, they just decided that was all silly, and they just played music and danced and sang, and they went door-to-door and did that instead. So that's a wren band. And so wren bands are usually designated for whatever village they come from. And since we didn't have a village in particular, we just decided to put Finvarra on the front of it. So that's how we became Finvarra's Wren. So we figured if we were just Finvarra, there'd be a dozen bands out there called that. Or if it was just a wren band, there'd be a bunch of them. But so far, we're the only Finvarra's Wren.
Okay.
We can see.
Maybe you should put a copyright on that while you got the chance.
Yeah, really. Registered.
Yes. So did you grow up with a lot of Irish folklore? Is that how you knew of that? Or did you sort of go looking for Irish stories?
Well, kind of both.
Mm-hmm. It's real available in our community. We have a lot of Irish players. There are always triad players. We have a Gaelic league there, which is a club that, you know, preserves and protects the Irish language and some of the culture, and there are other groups. So there was always music available, and, you know, for many years, but especially, I think, since about the 60s on, there was, and certainly when they were growing up, you know, Irish sessions are a kind of common thing all over the world, and you have Irish musicians who show up together for just the common reason of playing music together. You know, they always hold, like, a lot of tunes in common that no matter where you go to a session, there will be some tunes in common, and you just sit and play them. So we always went to those and took the kids to those as they were growing up.
Yeah, it's very social music.
Very social.
Well, what attracted you to Irish music as musicians?
Well, I was a folky, and I got a job playing in an Irish pub, and I learned a few of the standard pub songs, and I wasn't all that impressed with it, but it was a gig, you know. But then the guy who owned the pub had this great collection of recorded music, and on the breaks he'd be playing this stuff, and I would be listening. And I go, boy, that's better than what I'm singing. So I would always be asking. It was Tom O'Halloran was his name. And I always was, Tommy, who's that? Who's that? So he'd be telling me, oh, that's Planxty, or that's the Chieftains, or whoever. So that was my first exposure to traditional music. And I started learning bits of that. I worked with a whistle player from Belfast named Noel Lenihan. Taught me to play some tin whistle, and kind of, you know, little by little, you get dragged onto the path, you know.
When I say Irish music, am I incorrect? Because I feel like if I said American music, well, there's all kinds of different types of American music.
There are different types of Irish music, you know, like there's the stuff that you hear when you go to a pub, for instance, you know, and that's more like kind of folky Irish music, at least the way I think of it. And then what I do, like as a fiddle player, like I think of that, like I'm playing like the diddly diddly like tunes, you know, which you wouldn't hear as much in just a bar. So there are kind of different genres, and I think of our band as kind of a mix of the folky side and the traditional side, you know, because we have the tunes and the songs, so... But yeah, it's all just Irish music, too.
I assume that there were different types of genres.
Yeah.
And when I say Irish music, I was always wondering, do I need to say traditional?
Right. It's kind of similar to, you know, you could say American music, but then there's also old time, there's bluegrass, you know, there's blues, there's all these, like, different genres in a larger genre. So
sometimes in Irish music, in fact, right before we left, somebody had a post up on someone's Facebook and they were arguing about what is Irish music. And I see that argument like every
people have trouble agreeing.
Because sometimes Irish rock bands get pulled into that, and they may consider themselves Irish rock, but other people put it under the heading of Irish traditional. And so you have all of these arguments over the finer points.
That's a real sticking point. What really means, what does traditional mean? You know, because it means different things to different people. Some people think a tradition is when Irish eyes are smiling, because that's what they grew up hearing, so that's their tradition, you know. When we think tradition, we think old tunes, jigs and reels, and unaccompanied songs, when somebody's singing with a finger in their ear, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, how do you guys select your songs, or do you have originals as well?
We have a mix. You know, my dad, Jim, is actually a great songwriter, so we incorporate some of his originals into our music. But also we do just traditional songs that nobody knows who wrote them, or, you know, and so we do those. And the tunes are kind of the same. Like, most of them are probably traditional, and by that I mean they're old and we don't know, you know, who the original composer was. But we also do some of our own original tunes and some that our friends have written, and, you know, so we kind of just, we do whatever we like, basically. You know, we don't have, like, rules or anything of what we pick, but, yeah, so.
We try to avoid the actual covers.
Yeah, we do try to pick things that are more obscure, maybe that people won't have just heard everybody doing. So
when we get to a festival, we're not the third band to do that song.
Right. Way, you know? Yeah.
Well, with Irish music, you have some different instruments. I recognize Allison's fiddle and I recognize Jim's guitar, but another instrument you guys were tuning before we started talking, I don't know what that is.
Okay, if I was tuning it, it's probably the dulcimer.
Okay.
Which actually, this dulcimer was made here, was it not?
Yeah, it's Arkansas instrument there.
Dulcimer, which is the dulcimer maker down here, I believe. But the other instrument that I have is the boron. Rhymes with moron, but don't drum.
And was that the drum?
That's the drum. Mine is blue. Usually they're not blue, but I wanted a blue one. And it's an instrument that traditionally has a goatskin head on it. And when Jim was talking about the Wren bands, that's one of the instruments they probably went through the town banging on, but they would have just, you know, blatantly been banging on it and maybe playing some whistle or some fiddle. And it's evolved. The playing style has evolved a lot in the last 30 years.
So why a blue one? And was that difficult to find someone to make you a blue one?
Well, we bought it for her as a Christmas gift, so it was actually our decision. But our friend Albert Alfonso actually made the drum, and he's a great drum maker in Texas. And she wanted one of his drums, and so we contacted him before Christmas, and we said, all right, well, we want to buy her a drum. And he said, well, I have a blue one if you want that one, and if you want a different color, it's going to take longer. So we said, all right, blue it is. So, but it sounds great, you know.
It fits my personality.
I actually think it's pretty,
drum.
Too.
No, it's gorgeous. I thought it was quite lovely.
I have 7 drums or so, and it's my favorite one. So.
7 drums?
Something like that.
Did they each make a different sound? Do they each have a different purpose?
Oh, yeah, they are. One of them is very, very old drum. It's older than I am, actually, which is pretty old, that a friend of mine left me. He was moving back to Ireland, and he had gone back and forth and was afraid the drum was going to crack. So he just said, I have a bad feeling about this. I'm not going to take this with me this time. I'm going to give it to you. So, and it's a cool drum, but it's fragile, so I don't usually bring that one out.
How old are the fiddle and the guitar? They look a little worn.
Yeah, my fiddle is from the 1880s.
That's what I wonder.
And I got it. I received it from my parents because my dad got it from this guy he used to play with when my dad was probably my age, you know, in his 20s. And he was in, like, this little pickup band with this. The front man was named Al Arsenal, and he was, like, a bluegrass fiddle player, but he also was a trick fiddle player. So he'd, like, play behind his back and stuff and under his leg and, you know, be kind of crazy. And so my dad was like, you know, like, I've always wanted to play the fiddle. Like, I think that would be really fun. And Al said, well, you know, I'll give you one of my extra ones. So, you know, I have a ton of them. So I just gave my dad this fiddle. And my dad kind of half-heartedly tried to learn, and I think
I was into it, but people kept hiding the fiddle.
Yeah, my mom ended up hiding it because fiddle sounds really bad when you're learning. You know, it's like it's not fun to be around. So for years and years, you know, the fiddle just sat in the attic, and like Al passed away, and they tried to give the fiddle back, and his wife was like, "Oh no, I have a ton of them, just keep it." You know, so when I came along and I expressed interest in learning to play the fiddle, they were like, "Well, we have that fiddle up in the attic. Like, I wonder if we could get that fixed up and if it's any good." And it ended up that it was like a pretty nice instrument. And so, you know, that's the fiddle I kind of learned to play on, and I still play it to this day. And it's, you know, it's got a lot of personality, and it's a part of me, and, you know, so I like it. So,
yeah. How old is guitar? And this old guitar, it's a Martin D28. It was made in 1965, and I bought it used when I was 18 years old, so it's my oldest friend. And it's a lovely old box. It's all old and beat up, but that's okay, so am I. And we're getting along pretty good.
Well, we've been talking about your instruments and your music for a while. Would you like to play something for me?
Sure.
Yeah. I would be happy to. So we're going to do a song that was written by our friend Jimmy Crowley, who considers himself the voice of Cork. That's what it says on his answering machine when you call him up. Ah, he's the voice of Cork. And he's a character. We met him in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, at the Celtic Fest there a few years ago. And I got along great. And then he was playing Michigan. He came through, and he was playing a concert in Saginaw, which is a couple hours north of us near Detroit, there where we live. So Cheryl and I went up to hear him. And he did an evening pretty much of all original songs. And we were very impressed with his writing. And at one point he sang this song. Cheryl and I both turned to each other at the end of the song and whispered, "We gotta steal that." So we did. So this is Jimmy Crowley's song. It's a love song for a sailing vessel. It's called "My Love is a Tall Ship." Ready? One. My love is a tall ship, a sweet brigantine, one of the old girls, seldom now seen. And she heaves to the wind, boys, see how she glides, with stars in her hair and mist in her eyes. My love is a tall ship, no finer was seen, for many is the ocean my true love has been, and the wind in the rigging whispers her name, while grace on the bow watches over the main. Breezes blow, fair wind to the Asgard. Watch that lady go o'er the dark rolling sea. All on the sheets, girls, pick up the downfall. Step on the yards, lads, mind you don't fall. Stand by to brace, boys, unfurl the topsail, and we'll soon make it home for the billowy main. A tall ship, a sweet brigantine, one of the old girls, seldom now
the wind, boy. See how she glides with stars in her hair and mist in her eyes.
That was Jim, Cheryl, and Allison Perkins, three members of the Irish music quartet Finvarra's Wren. You can hear more from our conversation Sunday morning at 9 on Weekend Ozarks at Large. For music, performance dates, and more, visit Finvarra's Wren, that's FINVARRAS, and Wren, WREN.com.